and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police releasing new video that shows the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder escaping from the roof of a campus building after the shooting. Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason.
As he did that, he left some palm impressions. There's some smudges, some places we're looking to collect DNA. There's a shoe imprint where we believe the suspect is clearly identified as wearing Converse tennis shoes.
So far, no arrests in the shooting. The U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis placed under lockdown on Thursday. One person hurt, according to the New York Times, a midshipman mistook an officer for a potential shooter, hit him in the head with a training weapon. They have released photos of the man they think did it, but so far there have been no arrests. Investors are hoping the Fed will use economic news that came down this week to lower interest rates at its meetings next week. 2.7% higher prices than 1 year ago. Applications for unemployment benefits also up. This is ABC News. A midshipman at the U.S. Naval Academy shot by security forces during a lockdown. Here's ABC's Louis Martinez.
The midshipman was shot as naval security personnel were in the process of clearing a building while the campus was on lockdown, according to a U.S. official. The midshipman was medevaced to a trauma center by Maryland State Police and is said to be in stable condition. An Academy spokesperson said the school had been placed in lockdown out of an abundance of caution in response to threats made to the Academy. A Navy official told ABC News that it was later determined that there was never an active shooter threat at the Academy. Louis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
For the second time in 2 weeks, smash-and-grab burglars have targeted a high-end store on Chicago's Magnificent Mile. This time it was a Louis Vuitton store on North Michigan Avenue. A group of suspects crashing a pickup into the store, grabbing as many things as they could, and then fleeing in a second vehicle, striking an SUV. The driver of that car was killed. Seven people have been caught. Two are still out there. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
Defense! The ref totally blew that call.
Oh, I'm sure he'll make the right call next time.
It's too late. It cost us the game.
Well, it's just one game.
That loss eliminated us from the playoffs.
Oh, the playoffs are on so late. Now you'll be well rested.
Okay, I need you to stop talking now.
Well, at least your home and auto are protected with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. The White House has approved Wisconsin flood relief funding. President Donald Trump announced the $29.8 million on his social media platform Thursday afternoon. Current estimates of damage are at $33 million, but that could go higher as FEMA teams continue their assessment this week. Legislation that would require state employees to return to in-office work passes the state assembly. The bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nadwoski, says the Evers administration has failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the COVID pandemic. And Janesville is the winner of the statewide 2025 Best Tasting Tap Water Competition. Janesville won the People's Choice Award for Best Tasting Drinking Water at the American Water Works Association National Conference in Las Vegas in 2024 and will represent Wisconsin at the 2026 conference in Washington, D.C.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Big year. I'm starting middle school.
Welcome to the jungle, Missy.
Best part? My parents promised me a new laptop.
Perfect for homework, essays, and drudgery.
So we went to Staples. They had all the latest tech, and laptops were up to 40% off.
Woo! Another back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button.
Mom high-fived the cashier. So embarrassing.
Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Ins 9/13. Select models only.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm possible after midnight tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and mild. A low of 65. Pretty toasty this weekend. 86 Saturday, near 90 on Sunday. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
not away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country, 1430.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Vince Gill, What the Cowgirls Do, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s across the region this morning. 80s expected today. The warm-up will continue. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Jerry Clark from UW Extension is in. They recently held a manure application workshop, and we're going to have more on that with Jerry here coming up this hour. Later tonight, high school football returns. Durand, Arkansas hosting Neillsville Granton, and we'll have that game for you here on WRDN, the Advent Health Panther Preview at about 6:45. Kickoff 7 o'clock tonight here on WRDN and also online at realcountry1430.com. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's program, and we're going to talk about methane production and focusing on bromoform. This was presented in a Journal of Dairy Science article in the August issue by a colleague from the University of California and Wagenhol, which is located in the Netherlands. Methane emissions continue to be a concern here globally. We are getting methane from two sources, primarily from the rumen itself, enteric for ruminant animals, and then manure itself. Bromoform is a promising feed additive that is produced in the red seaweed and can also be synthetically manufactured as well. What the group from California and the Wagenhol did a meta-analysis to look at three aspects of it. One is methane production measured as grams per day. The other one is methane yield, which is grams per kilogram of dry matter. And then methane intensity, which is measured as grams per kilogram of product. So for dairy farmers, that would be per pound of milk or per pound of cheese or butter. The meta-analysis that they did involved 14 different studies. Six of them are from dairy cattle and eight are from beef cattle. There are 39 treatments in here and, of course, used both the beef and dairy ruminant sources. The average dose was 28 milligrams of bromoform per kilogram of dry matter consumed by these cattle, and they saw marked improvements on methane reduction. In terms of production of methane, it was down 47%, the yield was down 43%, and the intensity was down 39%. So it has a very big impact on methane production as well. When they did the meta-analysis, they also found that higher doses would increase the efficiency, but may also have some impact on palatability. The beef cattle response was greater than in dairy cattle, and certainly we saw greater responses if the diet was higher in starch diets and lower in neutral detergent fiber levels in the program. The level of starch in the beef rations was 30% starch in the meta-analysis on average. The dairy rations were at 13% starch, which is a modestly low level for dairy cattle. In terms of effects on dry matter intake on dairy cattle, about a 3.3% reduction in dry matter intake. Beef cattle, 6.5%, with higher doses having bigger drops as well. That would be a plus for a dairy farm because that would reduce the amount of feed cattle are consuming. But the bad news on the dairy cattle, that milk yield also dropped 4.6%. So now there's some economic relationship between those two as well. They also looked at the carrier of the bromoform products, and oil carrier had a bigger response in terms of lowering methane production. They also observed in dairy cattle, they tended to sort more when there was bromoform in the diet and changed their eating pattern and spent a little more time eating, and actually their head location shifted as well. So our take-home messages would, one, first of all, the cost of product, which was not listed in the meta-analysis, would be important relative to the responses on dry matter, which would be a plus, and milk losses, which would be a negative. Currently, bromoform is not cleared by FDA because it has to be proven that it does not appear in milk as a residue in meat as well. The economic rewards will be important for dairy farmers because certainly they are going to have some type of economic incentive to use the products, and be well aware there is variation in the responses and palatability will have to be evaluated in the future. Well, Bill, that completes our program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
This week's announcement from the federal government's Make America Healthy Again Commission, a strategy of over 120 initiatives addressing chronic disease in children, features a prominent role for agriculture. That, according to commission member and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
I am encouraged by the roadmap that this report presents. It shows where opportunities exist to improve technology, research, and outcomes. America's farmers and ranchers dedicate their lives to the noble cause of feeding our country and the world, and in doing so have created the safest, most affordable, and most abundant food supply in the world.
Additional future USDA efforts in the better nutrition space range from improved soil health tools and an upcoming regenerative farming practice pilot program to continued work on updating the nation's dietary guidelines. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings and settle down. Just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough living on love. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
It's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. But
But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of these working man blues. I'll keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, I'll go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drank a little beer that evening, sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town. I'll go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer in a tavern, cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here comes that working man.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Merle Haggard, Working Man Blues here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 56 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, October milk down 2 to 16.30. November, December, and January all down 6. November 16.25, December 16.72, January 16.91. Meanwhile, in the cheese market, they were lower yesterday as barrels down 4 to 163.5, 40-pound blocks down 5.25 to 162, 3 trade a barrel, 11 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3.75 to 192.75, no trades on the day. Graded non-fed dry milk down 1.5 to 117.25, 10 trades on the day. Dry whey down 0.5 to 58.5, 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets are expected to open mixed today. Hogs also open mixed. A lot of technical buying in the cattle markets after the big losses from earlier in the week. Not a lot in the cash markets developing. Trade still expecting to see some cash prices today. Hogs had technical buying helping to support the nearby months, even though the fundamental support wasn't there with lower pork cutout values yesterday. October live cattle opens today at 232.27, December 234.12, February 235.25, September feeder cattle open at 355.22, October 352.35, November 350.46. October hogs open out 98.17, December 89.25, February 90.57. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets, soybeans and wheat all relatively flat. All of this is all positioning ahead of the WASDE report, which is expected to be released later this morning. September corn steady at 397. December up 1.25 to 421. March up 1 to 438.25. New crop 26 up 0.5 to 461. September beans steady at 1015.25. November up 0.5 to 1034. January up 0.25 to 1052.75. New crop 26 down 1 to 1074.25. October soybean meal down $1 to 285.10. October soybean oil up 22 cents to 51.30. Chicago wheat, September steady at 496.25. December down 0.5 to 521. Minneapolis wheat, September and December both steady. September at 550.25. December 571.5. Energy markets this morning, October October crude oil up 71 cents to 63.08, November up 74 cents to 62.82, and October gas now up 2 cents to $2 even, while November also up 2 cents to $1.94. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Local markets from Thursday at Alcivia Durand at cash and October corn at 360, December 365, new crop 26, 401. Cash and October corn 924, December 933, new crop 26, 965. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 365 and three quarters, October 369 and three quarters, November 369 and three quarters, and December at 374 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and October corn 370, December at 373. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 364, cash and new crop beans 948. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 370, new crop 26410, cash beans 931, new crop 26 985. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 375, October 375, November 375, new crop 26 415, cash beans 943, October and November 939, new crop 26 1015. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 359, new crop 366, cash and new crop beans 951. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 227 to 247, Holstein fed cattle 199 to 223, market cows 126 to 166, bulls 166 to 210, calves 450 to 1660, beef steers 339 to 680, Holstein steers 217 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 320 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 90 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 234 to 249, finished beef heifers 234 to 249, finished dairy steers 210 to 229, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 155 to 201. Market hogs 70 to 92, light sows 75 to 82.50, heavy sows 78 to 84.50, boars 33 to 40. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
sky, falling right into your hand, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue, clear sky, here she comes, a walking, talking true love, saying, I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue, clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Jerry Clark with UW Extension, and he was had a event on different types of manure application and how it can affect the soil, and had this event right by Elf Lalonde Farms here recently. And Jerry, thanks for joining us. Well, I guess let's start with when I was growing up on my and helping out my great uncle, there was one way we did it. Yours truly had to put it in the back of the box, and I didn't get the fun part of driving the tractor. I just had the part of shoveling it or getting it in there. But there's a lot more ways to do this now.
Yeah, we've seen a huge difference over the generations of manure handling. And so this is where we've moved. The dairy industry has definitely moved to a more liquid-based system than what you were mentioning about being an old box spreader in a daily haul. So we have these liquid manure being stored over several months and then being applied, you know, on the off-growing season, so spring and fall. And part of that is with the new dragline systems or some of the tanker systems we have, we have the capability to inject that manure right into the soil while the implement is going across the field. Versus in the past, maybe we top spread it and then had to go back over that with a tillage piece of equipment. So what we're demonstrating today is trying to look at different models, different companies that make these low disturbance manure injection toolbars. And so primarily we're looking at a dragline system. The toolbar is hooked to a tractor with the hose attached to the toolbar. And then as that toolbar is lowered into the soil, we're just basically, it's a demonstration to see how these toolbars actually disturb the soil, try to minimally disturb it. Again, once we move that soil around, it's got a higher risk of runoff, a higher risk of erosion, and so the manure can go with it. And so this is more of a demonstration on different rates of application along with the different types of toolbars to get the manure basically into the root zone or without leaving it on the soil where there can be an environmental risk to runoff, or even from a nitrate leaching standpoint, should we put a cover crop on top of that, it's able to pull up some of that additional nutrient before we get into a winter freeze-up.
Is that the biggest challenge? I know for my great uncle, I remember even back then, he was always concerned about turning his field into a block of concrete. So is that the biggest thing? How we don't, one, do that, but at the same time, we don't want to be having to till it all up because then we cause all these other problems.
Correct. Correct. So with some of these toolbars, they do that minimal disturbance. So there can be a little tillage kind of part of it. You'll see some have a coulter in front of it with just a sweep where the manure goes in right behind that and it gets covered up. So there's very minimal manure that sits on the surface. So with the tillage part of it, that minimizing of that disturbance of the soil allows that manure to sit within that application zone. And, hopefully with weather permitting and we don't get, some of these 100-year events where we're going to have an issue with runoff off of fields, the manure will be able to stay there. And then, of course, those nutrients, primarily phosphorus, potassium, will be there for the spring crop. But that's where we're seeing more use of cover crops in some of these systems to maybe scavenge some of that nitrogen, also hold the soil in place. So it's these low manure injection toolbars are part of a conservation management plan as well, that farmers are trying to get that manure out without that disturbance. In the past, like I said, doing a top dress broadcast application across the whole field and then having to go through with a tillage tool to incorporate that, there can be much more disturbance on that soil surface than what these machines are designed to do. From the compaction part of where you said it, you don't want a concrete block out there, you'll see a lot of these tractors that are pulling these toolbars are either tracks, so that really spreads out the footprint, the pounds per square inch of pressure that is being put on that soil, as well as maybe some flotation tires. So you'll see the tractors be designed to really minimize the soil compaction, and then with the toolbar coming behind it to do that minimal disturbance. In conditions like we have today, we're pretty well optimal. Might be a little on the wet side, but we still got to be have enough soil moisture for that toolbar to get the manure into the ground, and then the manure stay there. If we have a a very dry year like we had last September and October, we can see much more runoff, even though, you know, we think things are dry and that manure is staying where it is. Sometimes we can't get that manure deep enough in underneath that soil surface to really stay where we want it to be.
Talking with Jerry Clark this morning with UW Extension, how important is it for these guys and these farmers on these different types of ways to do this, that they have to actually go, well, you know what, part A or using number A, or, you know, is good for a heavy soil field, but if I try to use it on my light soil, or as what we have here in Western Wisconsin, every other row is something different. Right. How important is soil moisture when for dairy farmers to decide which way to go with this?
Yeah, that's a great point. So soil moisture does drive how well that manure will adhere to the soil particles and stay where we want it to. That's the challenge that most farmers, all farmers have with getting that this type of manure that's more of a liquid system out, is to have the conditions be, you know, it's hard to get a perfect condition, but today it's very close to that simply because we've got enough soil moisture that that's going to be holding that manure in place, but it's also dry enough that it'll absorb some of that excess liquid that might be right at the surface. So I think from a farmer's standpoint, the nutrient management plan can help dictate what's the best way to do that. I think for dairy farms, when you have alfalfa in the rotation, you know, how that fits in with the potassium needs that crop has. Can there be some top dressing of manure done to that manure crop to maybe save some dollars on the potassium side? So I think from the manure standpoint, we want to capture as much of that profitability of the nutrients that get provided, so the farmer doesn't have to purchase any additional commercial fertilizers, that kind of thing. So that's the nutrient management plan does two things. One, it tells you agronomically from a soil test what that field needs, and then also environmentally, you know, where you can and can't put that manure and the time of year. So that's where we're trying to look at even newer systems that can put manure into standing corn. So we know corn really needs the nitrogen and those extra nutrients when that grain is being put on that crop. And so we don't need as much nutrient early on because the crop is small, but as it starts to get into that reproductive stage and put grain on that crop, that's when corn really needs that extra nutrient. So if we can put that on when the crop needs it versus loading it up front or in the fall when we got to be able to get out there when the crop's not there, that's the challenge, is to try to make sure that nutrient is staying there as long as possible when that crop needs it. And that's been, I think, the biggest challenge with growing crops in Western Wisconsin, is we have such a short growing season that our application windows are pretty short on either end, either spring or fall, because we either got to, if that gets to be a late planting season or a late harvest season, we've really narrowed up our window to get that manure out before it's frozen. And then obviously when we get into nutrient management regulations, you can't apply to frozen and snow-covered soils. And many of these farms that have these plans have to adhere to those types of regulations.
Finally, Jerry, before we let you go, we are getting ready for harvest. What have you been seeing out there for corn and beans here in Western Wisconsin? Yeah.
Overall, I think we're going to be well above average. I think we've had a pretty normal growing season from the standpoint of growing degree days, even though our moisture, I think, has been higher. But lately, you know, we've still seen some irrigation going on the lighter soils just to try to push that last bit of grain into the soybean and grain corn systems. So I think we're going to be above average simply because looking at the crop that's out there, there didn't seem to be a lot of stress or delayed planting, maybe a little bit of delay with a wet, cooler spring. But once we got past that first part of June, you know, we've been pretty warm, but on average, we've kind of averaged right about where growing degree days need to be. And with the moisture we've had, there's been pockets of maybe some moisture stress, but not widespread. So I'm expecting us to have a little bit above average yields, especially from the corn side of things. Beans might be just slightly above average.
Jerry Clark with UW Extension. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. farmers. Now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. A warm and humid air mass moves in through early next week in our ag weather forecast. Now, there is a slight chance of some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, then again Sunday through much of next week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 61 to 66, relative humidities at 90 to 95%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8, anywhere from 5 one-hundredths to 1-tenth of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow partly sunny, highs 82 to 87, relative humidities at 57 to 62%. East winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Sunday, mostly sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Monday, partly sunny, highs once again 85 to 90. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 85 to 90. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 80 to 85.
At Admin Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Families who pass down the farm to the next generation need a good succession plan in place. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Take a good look at finances and who's interested as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
It's the dream of many farmers to have the farm passed down to the next generation. For the succession to go smoothly, you have to have a plan. Many parents struggle with how to divide everything between their children. Dave Specht is a farm succession consultant and the founder of a company called Advising Generations. He says sometimes the next generation thinks they're entitled to inheriting assets on the farm, whether they're actively involved or not. So a key question to ask is, how interested are you in inheriting the family debt on the farm?
The next generation needs to know that most of the time, these are not riskless assets, and they haven't been riskless assets for generations. So that's one of the questions I like to ask, and that's kind of a good litmus test to find out, you know, who really wants to be an owner and who understands what ownership really means.
Large farms have assets that include a lot of land, but you have to analyze whether or not the operation can financially support the goals of the retired parents and the successor. Specht says it can be even more complicated when you're trying to pass down a small farm.
Oftentimes those can just be tricky management situations because the farm or the land may have great value but doesn't create a lot of income. And so if you spread ownership out at some point, you know, someone with a different goal than just keeping the farm and the family is going to basically push to have the farm sold. So I caution farmers to think through some of those things before they put their estate plans in concrete.
For a succession to go smoothly, he recommends putting together a team of professionals, such as an insurance advisor, accountant, lawyer, and retirement planner, who can help you implement your plans. Learn more about passing down the farm at Living.